Hi, welcome back to Daily Manna. This is Alan, and today we'll be getting into Revelation chapter 13. In this chapter, we will be continuing to cover the details of the important things and crucial matters that were covered in Revelation chapter 4 through 11. Although chapter 13 focuses and covers details concerning two very negative and evil persons in the Bible, they are still very necessary to know and understand. I was reminded of those warning signs that you sometimes see while driving on the highway. When a lane is about to end or merge, there are often warning signs that tell you, lane ends in 2,000 feet. Then as you get closer and closer, lane ends in 500 feet. Well, by knowing and understanding the things concerning the two beasts in chapter 13, we can know some of the warning signs concerning the Lord's second coming and the end of the age. The first beast mentioned in Revelation 13 signifies the Antichrist, and the second beast signifies the false prophet who does everything for and in support of the Antichrist. In this podcast, I wanted to focus on three characteristics of the first beast who is Antichrist. The first characteristic is that in verse 1, we see that the beast comes out of the sea, and the sea here signifies the Mediterranean Sea, out of which Antichrist will come. This means that Antichrist will probably have some ties or come out of one of the nations surrounding the Mediterranean Sea. Previously in chapter 9 and 11 of Revelation, it mentions that Antichrist will come out of the abyss, but here he comes out of the sea. This shows that Antichrist will come out of two sources. His spirit will come out of the abyss where the demons dwell, but his physical body will probably come out from one of the Gentile nations around the Mediterranean Sea. The second characteristic is that Antichrist will have the power and authority of Satan. Revelation 13:2 says, "The dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority." That the dragon gives his power, his throne, and authority to the beast indicates that he makes the beast one with him. Can you believe it? The Antichrist will be utterly one with Satan. I was reminded that while the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he was completely one with the Father. Everything the Lord did was one with the Father, and the Son even had the power and authority of the Father to do many things, such as casting out demons and healing the sick. Here, we have the Antichrist, who is the opposite. He is completely one with Satan, and has the authority of Satan and power of Satan. What a contrast between our Lord Jesus, who actually rejected Satan's power, authority, and kingdom when he was tempted in the wilderness in Matthew 4. Compare that to the Antichrist, who receives Satan's power, authority, and kingdom. And the last characteristic that I wanted to mention is that the beast speaks blasphemies against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and the tabernacle in heaven. The Bible doesn't mention much concerning what specifics he will say, but he will speak against God and his people, and he will probably uplift himself and talk about what great things he can do and will do. This kind of speaking will actually cause many people on the earth to worship him for all the things he does and says. What a contrast between the Lord Jesus and Antichrist. The Lord never spoke from himself, but always exalted the Father and spoke one with the Father. By knowing all these characteristics of Antichrist, we can be warned concerning such a one when he appears on the earth. I wanted to actually end the podcast with just reading some verses that I found very awesome or very enlightening in Daniel chapter 7, which actually also talks about and mentions this beast coming out of the sea. The Bible is truly the word of God. Even as early as in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, there's a record and prophecy concerning what is revealed in Revelation. Daniel 7:19 says, "Then I wished to know the exact meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth and iron and its claws of bronze, which devoured, crushed, trampled under the remainder with its feet." Verse 25, "And he will speak things against the Most High and wear out the saints of the Most High. And his intention will be to change the times and the law, and they will be given into his hand for a time, and times, and half a time. 26. But the court of judgment will sit, and they will take away his dominion. Hallelujah. So as to annihilate and destroy it unto the end. Not only that, in verse 27, something very positive, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatest of the kingdom under the whole heaven will be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and all the dominions will serve and obey him. And then Daniel's response in verse 28, here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts alarmed me greatly, and my countenance was changed, but I kept the matter in my heart. I was actually touched by this phrase at the end, that Daniel kept these things in his heart. What does that mean? It means that he didn't take the things that he saw lightly. These things, he considered them. He kept them in his heart. They mattered to him. Today, in the same way, we need to keep these things in our heart. Not so that we would be frightened by them, or that we would just solely focus on them, but all these things we would take seriously, and we would use these things to pursue after the Lord positively, to really turn to him and seek him. May we all keep these things that are revealed in Revelation in our heart. Well, that's all the time we have. Keep enjoying the Bible.